I'm sorry.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
Welcome back to A Stark Contrast, where we discuss the differences and similarities between Marvel Comics and their MCU counterparts. And we are your hosts, Jeffrey.
And Di.
Hello, hello, and welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, fully equipped with a partial head cold.
It's always something.
It's always something.
It's never a normal...
No, it's never a normal recording, so... Apologies, first and foremost, but we have ourselves an otherwise pretty typical episode here for you.
Woo!
This week. So as we're recording this, Ironheart, the series premiere, has officially dropped with three episodes out the gate. And so that is half the season, friends. So if you haven't yet, be sure to stream it. Show up for Riri Williams.
Yes.
I do think it is interesting that they're like honing so much on Ryan Coogler. And they never talk about the directors as much as the executive producer, Ryan Coogler.
Well, I mean, that's the face.
I know, he's the face. But the premiere stuff looked cool. He showed up. He was there. I didn't look too closely.
I didn't scroll through everything yet.
I'm still salty that we don't get to go. But
we will, though. At some point, we will.
Press at Marvel.com. We will email you.
Speak it into existence.
Yeah, so, but the pics looked amazing. The cast looked amazing. I hear there are a lot of... surprises already. Can't wait to see how it all ties in. Super excited. Again, check it out. Three episodes, and then three more episodes to go. So they're releasing one per week, I guess. I don't know if we realize that yet, but this series should be one episode per week for the next 3 weeks thereafter, and then it's gonna wrap up just in time for Fantastic Four. Has a new trailer. Of course, we're recording before the trailer drops, so we won't be talking about that just yet.
Yeah.
Jeffrey is pressuring me to watch it.
Yes, I will. When it comes out, as of recording, it comes out tomorrow morning, probably.
He's going to vet it for me before I watch it.
Yeah. I'll be like, you can watch it, or... Oh, you should watch it.
I know. I'm like, is there going to be Galactus stuff? Because I don't want to see the Galactus stuff. I want to keep it secret.
I will bet we hear... a sliver of the Galactus voice.
You really think so? Oh, man.
Just a little. It's not going to be a lot. It's going to be less than it's going to be less than 7 words.
God, if even that, I would expect...
Maybe 5. Let's go 5.
I would expect 1 word.
Or no words, and it's just sounds.
Or just, yeah.
But I think we're going to hear how Galactus...
I don't think... The world ain't ready for that shit.
I don't think they'll... fully show him?
No, there's no way.
Because I really feel like they want to reveal that.
He's the money shot of that entire movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think we will hear an inkling of how he'll sound, though. Maybe.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Possibly.
That's exciting. I love that idea.
And I think we'll see tidbits of all 4 of them using their powers. Because in that small teaser that they showed today, teasing the trailer tomorrow, you see Johnny do the 4.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw that screenshot too. See, so that's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't even have to watch it because people are, they're pulling the money shots, and then they're posting the money shots. And I'm like, well,
they've already teased twice where Johnny asks, what time is it?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So,
super exciting.
I know.
It's almost Fantastic Four season. But before that, one last notation for Thunderbolts is it's finally coming out, and it's actually dropping the same week as Fantastic Four is in theaters.
So digital?
It will be available for digital, for Blu-ray, DVD, home to own, rent, and all the good stuff. I will acquire every copy.
Of course.
Version there is, because that's who I am.
Of course.
In this equation. But aside that, as far as news is concerned, Spider-Man 4 Big drop. Oh, man. Lots of talky talk about this one. So John Bernthal's Punisher is officially joining in on the fun for Spider-Man Brand New Day. And boy, oh boy, are the rumors just like people are taking it and running.
I know.
Taking it
you
and
got
running.
To.
I
you
mean,
got
because
to.
It's true. Because is it Sony's going to bend and be like rated R Spider-Man, or is it going to be a PG-13 Punisher?
It's going to be the latter. There's no way, right? Yeah.
They can't forfeit that.
Because with a PG-13 movie, I think you are allowed one F word, maybe.
Yeah. One, wow.
Yes, I think you're allowed one.
Well, because like Guardians was PG-13, right?
And it was allowed
he just
one.
Hit the door.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, you are allowed one.
Okay.
And obviously you are not allowed to show much blood and gore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I figured.
So
figured they
maybe,
would...
maybe it's just, you know, John Bernthal calling, you know, Spider-Man, you know,
like, loser. Like, hey, come on. Come on, Red. Come on, Web. What is...
You got that on lock. But yeah, I figured as much too. Like, I'm like, okay, if he, cause he's going to kill people. There's no way.
I mean, you can kill people. You just, you can't see
gonna,
like.
Yeah. They're going to cut away. Yes. They're going to cut away. Yes. They're not going to show the blood.
Yeah.
I think they can still do it. I mean, cause the Punisher series even wasn't rated.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it still wasn't as bad as Born Again.
Yeah.
Which was hard R.
Yeah.
So I think
look,
can,
John Bernthal wouldn't
it.
Not agree to do it if he didn't believe, you know, we all know that he loves the Punisher character so much. Like, he's not going to do it just to do it.
Yeah. No,
so obviously there was an intriguing story point.
Very curious.
And also they're also just coming off of filming Odyssey together.
Right.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of iconic moments between Punisher and Spider-Man in the comics. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that also fueled the flames of like, oh, is he going after Spidey? Like, there's all these potential
street level stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So,
then, you know, now that you mention it, they did mention that, there's a rumor that they're exploring this new idea of a new series that's based solely on street level. And I was like, whoa, take my money.
Yeah.
Because I want that.
Yeah.
Like, hard. And like, they don't need, and it's kind of like we were saying in the last episode, not everybody needs a movie. They can make smaller series, or at least have everybody in a lot of places that mean something.
You know, I agree.
Waiting 7 years
for a movie. I think we're gonna get Team Red.
Literally, if it's only 3 seconds, I'm good. It'll be fire. I'm good. Like, I'm
what?
Good.
A Punisher's gonna say, like, I know a guy.
good.
I know a lawyer.
Good lawyer.
I mean, he's already had him as a lawyer, but
I'm waiting for that part.
Yeah.
And then just throw in a little.
No, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun.
Quick cameo.
I think people are forgetting that Destin Daniel Cretton is directing this.
I know. Yeah, I need to be reminded personally. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. And once they start confirming who's actually gonna be in it, not loving the Hulk theory. Not really into that, but we'll see what happens.
We'll never know.
We won't know until it's out. And that's all that matters. So, all that said.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this week's episode, character study. But first, reminder, we are not experts and we don't claim to be. We're just a couple of nerds nerding out.
Yeah.
And in this episode, we're nerding out over Taskmaster.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Jeff. All these freaking books that I read, I was like, I can't get the voice out of my head that is like the most pizza sauce slathered Brooklyn accent.
Ah, really?
Because he's such a mercenary.
Ah.
That is like, and the way that he talks is like, yeah, toots. It's got a lot of that. Not Ben Grimm, but like really like taxi cabber.
Yes.
Pizza guy. I don't know. And I couldn't get out of my head. But anyway, I digress. Related episodes to this one. Black Widow, episode 5, 31, Yelena Belova, and 107, Thunderbolts. And so Taskmaster himself, he was created by David Michelinie and the great George Perez. First appearance was The Avengers number 195, cover dated May 1980, in an issue titled Assault on a Mind Cage. So here is the cover. It is very dense.
Wow.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
And so there is the big deal is that this is the Wasp that is being held captive. This is Yellow
That's
Jacket.
The Wasp?
Mm-hmm. This is Yellow Jacket.
Uh-huh.
Hank Pym.
Sure.
Yellow Jacket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then Scott Lang.
Yep.
Ant-Man. And so they're obviously up against some adversaries. There's ants everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a party. And so notable attributes of this issue. So although it's noted as Taskmaster's first appearance, it's, for some reason, considered a cameo. Because he's only in it for the last panel.
Okay.
But he does say his name. Usually a cameo is like if they're in it and then never reveal who they are. But he straight up says, Taskmaster. But it's still a cameo. And so fans of this character should definitely purchase this issue as well as Avengers 196, which is this cover. It's a green cover that features Taskmaster very prominently. And
yeah.
So when we went to the Thunderbolts fan event and there was a guy carrying around a graded comic.
It was that one.
It was 196 with Avengers, with Taskmaster's first real appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because he was saying, like, first appearance, it's his first appearance. And now I'm like, I mean, technically not. But it's a good one. It's still a good one.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I would definitely advocate that fans of this character should own both. So, back to 195, which is what we're basing our CGC off of.
Yes.
Guess the price. Cover price.
God, what was the year again? Oh.
1980.
Ooh. Are they doing quarters out here?
No, you gotta go.
I gotta go higher, huh?
You gotta go higher.
Inflation really goes up really every 2 years.
No, like for real.
Holy mac.
Like it's a great way to like learn.
A buck?
No. Not quite. Not 90s were definitely
a dollar for sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go the denominations of 25 and go 75.
No.
85.
Nope.
60.
No.
50.
Nope. This is a weird era. There's literally a year or two in comics that have this denomination.
What is it? 72.
40.
Oh, just 40.
Mm. Straight up 40. Like, I swear to you.
Four dimes, man?
Yeah.
You gotta find four dimes?
Four dimes, man.
Two quarters is so much easier to get.
I know. But you get change back. It makes you feel big.
Oh, my God. That means you gotta get a quarter, a dime, and a nickel.
Oh, my God.
You know how hard that is?
Apparently, they're discontinuing the penny. Did you know that?
There you go.
Yeah, right? So yeah, 40 cents. You could get this issue for 40 cents back in the day. Same with 196. So they've come a long way since, of course, with the highest CGC 9.8 on Shortbox going for $220. And so just to give you an idea of how 196 compares, that issue goes for $700.
Whoa.
So it's essentially 2.5, almost 3 times as much as this issue. So cameo, not as much. Full-fledged, a lot more.
Mm.
While over on eBay, CGC 9.8 Signature Series, signed by Stan Lee, George Perez, and others, is currently listed at $1,800.
That's crazy.
pretty good though. I mean, 9.8, you can't really beat that. And then as far as the low end of the tier, CGC 7.0, still pretty damn good on Shortbox for $30, and a 5.5 on eBay for $33. So pretty affordable if you like this character. Again, the 196 issues are a little more, but still in the same vein and pretty easy on the wallet. Fair market value is about $20, but you can get a really good copy for about $80 naturally. Not too shabby.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not too shabby for the Taskmaster.
Taskmaster.
That's what he sounds like in my brain. And so, as far as your first exposure to the character.
Oh,
I think.
I'm pretty sure it's
Black Widow.
No.
Perchance something else.
The Insomniac Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we should have. I didn't write that down, but we could have talked about him too. But yeah.
Yeah,
the
Taskmaster challenges.
Yeah. Those
and
are cool.
I remember when I first playing through it, and you would piss me off because like, obviously he does. His whole thing is I know every single one of your moves. I know how to counter everything.
Yeah, what did he sound like? Maybe was he Bronx-y?
It was a little bit like robotic, but like it wasn't like a how you were saying off mic, off rec. It was like a New York
Brooklyn
like accent. Yeah. It was very firm, astute.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
like a mercenary,
like
but
he should,
like
yeah.
organized.
Jason Statham.
Yeah. Not British. Yeah. But I know every move.
Yeah.
I can mimic anything that you do.
Yeah. That
kind
sounds
of thing.
About right.
And then there was one fight as you get laid out. It was pissing me off. I was like, bro, can you just die? I don't know. I think as you do more challenges and it gets more difficult.
Yeah.
I was just like, God. I was just like, literally at one point when I was like, get off, like, get off this building, die.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Oh, that's true. So when was that? That was
2018.
God, was that 2018?
Oh my God. I hope I'm right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think you're right.
I'm going to look it up, but yes, continue.
You're right. 2018.
Yes.
Wow. God, that feels like forever ago. Holy
moly.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Oh, I was in Studio City back then. Holy smokes.
Yeah, I mean, it that's when it came out for the PS4, and then I think they remastered for the PS5?
Yeah, dude.
If I'm not mistaken.
I still bought it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 2018.
Oh, man,
so, yeah,
crazy.
That was before Black Widow, because Black Widow came out.
2021.
Wow. I know.
Oof.
Crazy.
You know, yeah. I don't know. He's one I don't think I can pinpoint.
Where you've your first?
Do not know. Maybe trading cards. Other than that, unless he was in, I must have read him in the comic somewhere. Probably because I wasn't big on Avengers when I was a kid, so it had to have been
right.
Deadpool or Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah, wild. And so. As for his bio, I pulled out our mini book, and this one's, it's pretty, you'll find the accuracy pretty pinpointed. So, Tony Masters used his unique photographic reflexes and ability to copy the fighting styles of any opponent to become the villain known as Taskmaster. Masters matches moves with the Avengers, trains henchmen, and will even join evil organizations like AIM and Hydra as a double agent depending on the day. He's the mercenary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To a T.
Pretty much to a T. He's your you know, textbook version of one. And you just can't pinpoint him.
Yeah.
And it's very much like his powers, I guess, in that way. So we'll just go through this as far as Anthony Tony Masters is concerned. Mm-hmm. So this is a big one because, you know, we don't often find many of the characters that we cover to have this very interesting gender swap, but also the backstory changes dramatically in a lot of in these particular instances. And so the same thing is true with Tony Masters in that he's a very different character in the comic books, obviously, compared to what they've presented in the MCU. And so in Avengers 195, the issue at large is nothing to do with him until the last page. And so it's basically following the Avengers, who at this time in 1980 included Jocasta, Beast, Yellowjacket, Captain America, Ms. Marvel, aka Carol Danvers, Iron Man, Vision, Wonder Man, and Ant-Man.
Wow.
So all these kids were on the same team.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and so the overarching story is that Wasp, aka Janet Van Dyne, has gone missing after a mysterious man named Selb shows up claiming someone is attempting to kill him, and then Ant-Man and Yellowjacket, who are Scott and Hank respectively, team up to find Janet. And so the story revolves around this place called the Solomon Institute for Criminally Insane. And so it's essentially a front, which ends up being a training academy for supervillains. And then it turns out that Selb was a clone of his older self, who was essentially organ farming because he was dying. So he's like, I'm dying. I need a young body. I made a clone. I'm going to steal his organs so I can live longer. And this is all happening under the roof of the Solomon Institute that's guising as a front for a supervillain academy.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on. And so the cover being as involved as it is, it matches the interior completely. And so the young Selb went to the Avengers for protection because he didn't know who he was, what was happening. And so working together, Wasp, Yellowjacket, and Ant-Man then manage to make way to the older Selb. And then everything comes to a head. And they finally meet the man who is orchestrating the entire thing. And that is, of course, none other than Taskmaster. And it's,
he looks cool as hell.
He looks cool as hell, though, right? Like, he's given some Skeletor vibes.
Yes, pretty much.
He's always been Skeletor to me.
Yeah, okay.
Just like a white Skeletor, because Skeletor is purple, right?
Yes.
And so, just the way that he... just the way that he talks in the comics, like honestly, compared to Spider-Man 2018, this page, when he first shows up, his quote-unquote cameo, he's like, my moniker's the Taskmaster, Shuggy, and I run this little operation along with a dozen or so others. My shtick is teaching the teachers, and I just decided you and your sleepyhead partners here would make perfect visual aids for my next class. It's one of my favorites, Dumplin. I call it Dismemberment 101. And I'm just like, what are you... Like, if I was not supposed to read it that way...
Yeah.
How in the world does this character sound if he's using words like Dumplin?
Dumplin.
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 Right?
Yeah.
So he's very broxy. I don't know. I mean, it's just in my head. But anyway. So... the story continues in issue 196 called The Terrible Toll of the Taskmaster. They loved alliteration back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so Taskmaster came through in all his glory, quickly displaying his prowess. So he showed his shield throwing capabilities, his billy club technique, his gymnastics and more. And he also offered his pupils $10,000 to whoever could take his head, quote unquote.
Oh my gosh.
And it's clear that he could probably take on the Avengers because he's obviously displaying these powers that are similar to other heroes that we're familiar with. And so, as all great villains do, he takes a moment in this issue to explain his origin story to everybody who's listening.
Of course.
And, oh, yeah, here we go. This is why I hear Bronx. So I forgot I wrote this, but he grew up in the Bronx, which would explain the accent. Like, I don't know if he's supposed to sound that grifty and, like, gritty, but it's still, I mean, this is exactly it. And so he used to enjoy cowboy shows as a child, and so he would replicate the same stunts and the handiwork he'd see on those shows, and then realize quickly, like, oh, anything that I see, I can do. And he caught on, so he's born with this innate talent to replicate, and he could duplicate any action, quote-unquote. And so... he would take that knowledge and he took the knowledge with him through his life, through high school, did it on the football team. He'd watch teams on TV and he'd take it to the field. And it's funny because here's the page, where he's telling everybody about it. And it's very, very funny because you never see his face.
Ah.
You only see the back of his head at every instance.
Okay.
And he is just...
Interesting. Menace!
I was going to say! And so, while he did consider using his skills for good, it was the cash reward that pulled him over to the villainous side and the
reward for Spider-Man!
The menace!
Menace!
And so while he trained to ensure that he could take on the best of them, he had a backup plan that if he created these academies for crooks like him, it could help him with passive income.
Sure.
So he was
of
like,
course.
He's like, oh, how can I make some easy bucks here?
It's always about it's always the money.
It's always the money. Yeah, yeah. And so he's like, oh, this is pretty sweet. What if I just, you know.
Dude, the New York accent is crazy.
Oh, I love New York. Because I think, because it's interesting, because in one of the, in one of his solo titles, he distinctly says, like, he explains why. Like, it's more than just, I want to make a lot of villain academies.
You know, yeah,
it's
yeah, more yeah, than yeah.
It's quite literally, he's like, I learn so fast, it takes me longer to teach them. So why don't I just teach somebody else who can teach them, and then I make all the money? Mm. It's basically what he's doing.
Sure.
It's a pyramid scheme for villains. And so...
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's so funny. And so, yeah, all of that stuff that happened with Selb, and who ended up, you know, having the clone, and his name was Solomon, and it all happened under Taskmaster's, again, his academy.
Yeah.
So... When, once he found out about the abuse of power that was happening right under his nose, he decided to, he challenges Solomon, like, oh, okay, well, you know, you clearly have no problem using my money and my resources. How about you and I fight? And Solomon, again, he's an old man, 70-year-old maybe, and he's so threatened by the idea of having to fight the Taskmaster mm-hmm. that he straight up has a heart attack and dies.
Whoa.
Yeah, he just dies. Just right on the spot, just dies. Could not take it. And so it isn't until just over halfway through the issue that the Avengers finally assembled. It's so funny in retrospect because quite literally all the action that happens is Yellowjacket, Ant-Man, and Wasp, and the rest of the Avengers are just standing on the lawn. Standing on the lawn.
Oh my gosh.
And Beast has like a thermos. And he's giving people hot chocolate and, like, coffee. They're just waiting, literally just sitting there. And I'm like, all of this is happening. And they're just literally sitting there. And so they don't assemble till halfway through the issue. And then they take Taskmaster on. And despite giving them a good fight, he still second-guesses himself for some reason. He's like, actually, I don't think I can take this whole team on. I'm going to go. And he, like,
he just leaves. That's so funny.
Which turns,
that sounds like him.
Yeah, I know, right? And it turns into like one of his things is that he can't be caught. Therefore, he can't lose. Right? So it turns into a thing for him. He's like, oh, well, he didn't beat me because I left.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny in that way. And so, yeah, it turns into one of his things. And so before we move on, I just wanted to note that, yeah, you don't see his face. Even despite this kind of... like a reveal in 196, you never see his face until Daredevil number 293 that published in 1991, more than a decade later.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so they never showed his face. And and they finally show it. they finally reveal his face behind the mask. And it's after, it's quite honestly one of the funniest issues. Just because he's such a slapsticky, he's dangerous as hell. Let's be honest.
Yeah, yes, for sure.
But he's so sloppy at the same time.
Ah.
And so, like, Daredevil was trying to figure out how do I best this guy? If he can do everything I do,
yes.
What do I do? So Daredevil had this genius idea of, well, I can hear a car coming from 12 blocks away.
Yeah.
If I time it right, I'm going to flip into the street. He's going to follow me, but I'm going to flip away. And then he does it. And Taskmaster's like, oh, that's the spirit. Let's go, Red. Let's go. And he does it. He pounces. The Taskmaster pounces and he gets hit by a taxi.
<That's>
and
funny.
Then he's like, oh, I got the job done, right? And so Daredevil won the day, right?
That's so
and
funny.
And so it actually injured Taskmaster so badly, he had to go to the hospital.
Eesh.
To which Daredevil then goes, Matt goes, and they finally reveal his face. And it's nothing more than just, he's just a plain old man.
New York man.
Just a New York dude. And he's got scar tissue and he's like broken nose, like just a guy who's just torn up. And so, yeah, 10 years wow. after his debut. And so that's Tony Masters as far as the basis of him is. And so on the MCU side, oh my goodness, we have Antonia Dreykov, aka Taskmaster. So I have to ask, before we go into this, knowing Taskmaster as you did from Sony Spider-Man, how did that then affect your reception of like, oh, there's this Black Widow version?
I think obviously it was probably like jarring, obviously a little bit. To be like, oh, okay, like that's not how I, but I'm also like, how Taskmaster was utilized.
Because we didn't know based on the trailers that it was a girl, right? It was just Taskmaster. They just kind of presented it was just a male.
Yes, I mean, the context behind it, like being Dreykov's, like, you know, daughter, makes sense for the story, obviously.
Sure.
So I was like, I wasn't like, I don't know how I was supposed to.
right.
Because I guess I didn't know the origin.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Like, he wanted to save his daughter, so did everything that he could and turned her into a killing machine, because that's what horrible fathers in the MCU do.
Exactly. Right.
Is turn their daughters into killing machines.
Or they manipulate them.
For example, Thanos.
Yeah. Oh, God. Double doozy with that
one.
Yeah. And so, of course, portrayed by Olga Kurylenko in the MCU and Ryan Keira Armstrong as a child, first seen in 2021's Black Widow, directed by Kate Shortland, where Andy Lister portrayed Taskmaster in suit. And of course, last seen in 2025's Thunderbolts, aka the New Avengers, directed by Jake Schreier, with credit to stunt double Aurelia Eagle. So, yeah, it is interesting how they took an enemy of sorts and then just kind of hollowed him out and then put in a completely new identity because, yeah, she's just a general Dreykov's daughter. Caught in the crosshairs of the infamous Budapest operation. And then she was near total casualty at the hands of Black Widow and Hawkeye. Which is interesting if you think about it, because that must have been in, what, early 2000s?
It feels like it. Yeah. Yes, like, it should, yes.
Yeah, because timing on the Avengers, I mean, yeah. And then, yeah, like Jeff said, Dreykov kept his daughter alive with the help of modern-day technology and scientific advancements, complete with a chip implanted in her system that allowed for photographic reflexes. I thought that was interesting as well. Because, yeah.
Having that the reason.
Yeah, that be the reason that she's able to do these things. And so they showed the brainwashing, the method that they would keep her in front of a TV and she would just watch footage similar to Tony Masters in the comics, really. And then, of course, all things came to a head when the widows of the Red Room are going rogue. And then we were introduced to Yelena. And then it ended up being that whole, the red dust that cancels out the Red Room subjugation. I can't even say subjugation because I hear it in her voice, the way that she would say it. And then, of course, how the sisters were reunited with Taskmaster, like just embedded in the fray the entire way. And then, yeah, the downfall of the Red Room, which in itself was, like, shocking because we kept hearing about the Red Room. And then, where is the Red Room? And then it ends up being this thing in the sky that's been stealth for years, years and years and years. And then, once the downfall of the Red Room occurred, they were able to free Antonia of her own subjugation. And so, presumably, after the stinger with Yelena and Val... Val, what do you think? Do you think Val then approached or acquired Antonia?
100%.
Right.
100%.
I know. I didn't think of that until I was writing my notes.
Val's a sly bee, man.
She's such a snake. Yeah, so she probably... I put acquired because I feel like she didn't talk to her about it. was just like, I'm going to take this one.
You can just read in between the lines. It was like Taskmaster, she probably was like... What do I do now? I don't have any purpose. All I've known how to do is kill. And what does Val need? Killers, you know?
Yeah, exactly. She's like, oh, I can get you a new suit and you can get revenge.
You can get revenge. You can make money. You can.
And then, of course, after being enlisted in the Thunderbolts operation, Val set her up for death by Ghost.
Yeah.
Spoiler. And she died. She died in the first 10 minutes of the movie. That's a shame.
It was loud. I was like, oh, yeah. And pow, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Damn, Ghost really was like, there you go.
And she was so proud. Yeah. She was so proud, which is like nuts. But yeah, that's all that we have of Taskmaster in the MCU. Mm-hmm. She is certainly one of those characters that we only got a flicker of in comparison to other villains. But I liked her. I liked her, and I liked what they did with the story. I know that a lot of people don't agree with it because they want Tony Masters, which, sure, of course, that's fair. But with what they had to do and work with, I think they did a great job. It is kind of unfortunate to see her cut short, but we're going to talk about that a little more later in the episode. As for aesthetic, Jeff, you can see. They MCU-fied.
Of course.
The suit, as some would say.
I mean, imagine Taskmaster had the cape.
Oh, man, I know. And I think he says it in one of the comics too. He's like, I know it's a distraction, but I can't help it. It looks so good. So he's like aware that it's too much. But yeah, I liked the outfits. Yeah,
the shield is pretty much
the shield
one-to-one.
Yeah, for sure. Because even if you look at the belt buckle in the comics, it's the same insignia. But yeah, they traded the fabric look for a tactile look.
Yeah, I do like the Thunderbolts mask version of Taskmaster.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few pictures like this that on my poster, and like all the promotional pictures.
Yeah.
Where the hood is a little bit more over.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so good.
So good.
It's so great. Yeah.
I like it.
It's great. Yeah. Horribly and sadly underused. But I don't know. I would like to see more of it one day. And so shout out to Black Widow costume designers Jani Tamim and Lisa Lovas, as well as Thunderbolts costume designer Sonia Milkovic-Hayes. So for powers and paraphernalia, it's exactly all that you imagine. It artificially enhanced physiology, which bestowed upon him photographic reflexes, allowing for physical movement prediction, kinesthetic recognition, meaning he can analyze biometrics in his enemies, plus superhuman speed. He's also a master martial artist, master pedagogy, who is basically someone who's good at teaching. So that's why the academy thing.
Sure.
Yeah. And then master tactician, weapons master, master marksman, and assassin, linguist, and master spy. So he's good at all the mercenary stuff. Whereas on the MCU side, quite simple. Photographic reflexes, enhanced suit capabilities with enhanced strength and durability. And it goes without saying, all the skills that we see in the movie fall under those overarching branches.
Does everyone have super speed, man? Like, what the...
Yeah, right? Like, every single remotely super person has speed in there for some reason. Like, they just... They're just fast. They're fast. Crazy. They gotta go fast.
Crazy.
Yeah. And so, her powers are quite literally damn near limitless in the films. But it is worth saying, in the comics, Taskmaster's mask was crucial for concealing his identity. With both instances of Taskmaster, they're often seen with their shield and sword. And for the curious, the material used is titanium alloy. Same as Winter Soldier's original one. Yeah. So it'll get the job done. It ain't the best, but it'll get the job done. So, pop quiz, Jeffrey.
Oh, God. Here you go, man.
I feel like you could get this. I feel like you could get this. So,
lay it on me.
In Black Widow, Taskmaster shows off an array of notable fighting styles and moves.
No.
Can you name...
No.
Which characters these belong to? Hint, there are 5.
Oh, God. Which move? You said moves?
Like moves. Like there are 5 distinct moves that Taskmaster performs in Black Widow.
Yes.
And they're iconic to existing characters. Can
which
you
characters?
Name the 5? Yeah.
The 5 characters.
Can you name the 5 and the moves?
Oh, come on. The moves? I don't know the names of the moves.
You named Tony Stark's marks. You named how many possibilities.
That was luck. And I set the precedent for myself.
I don't know that wasn't luck,
buddy. It was luck. It was pure luck. Mm. I set a precedent for myself. No.
I don't know if
he
I
does five
you.
Moves. Dude, it's been a while since I've seen Black Widow, too.
That movie lives rent-free in my head. I can't lie.
He does. Oh, there was one. It was in the trailer. She does. It's like a jump and like a barrel roll type stuff.
Okay.
Oh my god. Is there a Black Widow? Oh, I'm sorry, Black Panther.
Oh, yes.
Black Panther
and Black Widow. Black Widow. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. The barrel roll.
Yes,
Black Widow.
Black Widow. Yeah.
Some Cap.
Mm-hmm.
That's three. Oh my gosh.
Two more.
I'll take 60%.
No, you can do this.
What is a... I feel like it's heroes...
Think about weapons.
That. Oh, no. Is there an Iron Man move in there?
No.
No, that's too... He's too...
Honk, honk, honk. Yeah, too tech savvy.
A weapons hero?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Why am I blanking out so hard? A weapons hero. Hold on.
Think back on your photographic memory of Taskmaster in that film.
Oh my gosh.
That'll help a lot. Because one of them was keyframe.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Is there a Thor
nope.
type deal in there?
Nope. No super.
Oh,
no,
is there some young Clint Barton?
Yes.
In there?
Yes. Okay, what's the last one?
Who's the fifth hero?
I gave this pop quiz to a friend to see if they could do it.
Uh-huh.
She got them all except this one.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do what I did in the intro, some like ways of deduction.
Okay.
Is this hero? It's obviously not. Is it in a I've already said like more than half of them. Is it an original six?
No.
Okay.
And it's subtle, but not too subtle. Like if you see it, you're like, oh.
You're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Is it a person that has like a weapon? Like they have their own like a Thor with a hammer or a
no. I mean, it's a technicality.
It's technicality. Yeah. Buck?
Yeah. It's Buck.
Buck?
It's that swipe, drop the knife, and then twist
yes.
the knife.
Yeah. The iconic fight with Steve.
Flip. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, recap. Captain America with the shield. Black Widow, obviously, for many reasons. Hawkeye with the bow and arrow. She watched footage of him fighting Black Panther shown in Civil War, if you look on the screens.
Mm-hmm.
Black Panther's claw-based fighting styles.
Yes.
Even does the Wakanda yes. Forever. And then Winter Soldier's knife-wielding skills.
All right.
Well done, Jeff.
Nice. I'll take it. I'll take it.
60%. So, family, friends, and affiliations. While there isn't much by the way of family for Taskmaster in the comics, he does have a pretty prominent member by way of Jean Fuko, mm-hmm. aka Finesse. And so in the comics, before I get too far into this, their relation is strictly speculation. And Jean was actually raised by parents who did not include Taskmaster.
Mm.
So the speculation, however, comes from the fact that Jean is very capable of replicating skills like Taskmaster, which sparked the initial connection. So it ended up that her parents were criminal pupils of Tasky, so they went to one of his academies. And so there are more juicy bits uh-huh. right for the taking under the surface there somewhere. And he even says, this is the issue, Avengers Academy number 9 with Christos Gage and Mike McCone. So they're fighting on the cover, and he even says in the issue, she straight up says, are you my father? Are you my biological father?
Mm-hmm.
And he very, very candidly is just like, I don't know. I had a lot of girls. A lot of things happened.
Sure.
Could.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. And then he just leaves. And then he walks out of the room. He's like, leaves. See ya, kid. He's like, maybe. See you later. And then he leaves. I was like, what funny. Is this?
Oh,
he's
so funny.
He's so funny. For somebody who looks so demented and scary and foreboding and just downright like formidable, mm-hmm. he just pieces out. He posts in ghosts.
Nice.
Constantly. Hilarious. Constantly. And so that we don't have a proper MCU counterpart for Jean, but she was recently introduced in 2025's Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, where she was voiced by Anjali Kunapenini. So she's one of the students that yes. Osborn has at the Oscorp. And yeah, she takes on Vanessa, I think in the last episode, she has the suit or something. I don't remember, but I was just like, oh yeah, this is the Taskmaster kid. So we might learn more and might actually see Taskmaster come through in the Spider-Man series. And then next on the list, I have Dracov. Kind reminder, there is no Dracov in the comics. He is an original character created solely for the MCU.
Nice.
And he likely wouldn't have had any crossover with Taskmaster to begin with. So there's that. Whereas General Dracov, portrayed by Ray Winstone in the MCU, first and last seen in 2021's Black Widow. Do you remember when he was first mentioned?
Dracov?
Yeah.
Like the name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
I know, I didn't want to make it a pop quiz, but I was like,
I don't know if
I
remember.
Yeah, because when I was doing the write-up, I was like, oh, wow.
They say his name like before Black Widow?
Yeah, they planted that seed well in advance.
I'm assuming it was with Black Widow? Did Black Widow bring it up? Or?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh my God, no. I don't remember.
Avengers.
When does Nat say it?
It's something about the files.
The first Avengers.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Would not have. Nope.
Incredible. And especially because he's an original character.
Yes.
That's incredible to me.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so Dracov was a high-ranking officer in the Soviet armed forces and the overseer for the Red Room and the creator of the Red Guardian. And so as far as the relationship to Taskmaster is concerned, we talked about that and we walked that walk. And yeah, he's eventually killed by Yelena via the aircraft disruption.
Yes.
And although we never see the body, he's got to be dead, right?
Like, I hope so.
He's got to be dead.
That would suck.
There's no way. Yeah, he's got to be dead. But yeah, you know, as far as we understand, Dracov loved his daughter more than anything, which is his justification of torturing and manipulating her body the way he did in her mind and basically keeping her as a functional vegetable for all these years.
Jesus.
Yeah. But yeah, we won't be seeing that guy anytime soon. And then next on the list, the Thunderbolts. So as we mentioned in our John Walker episode, Thunderbolts as a whole are no different than the Avengers. Different members weave in and out at various times, though the Thunderbolts themselves have switched sides depending who's at the helm.
Mm-hmm.
And so while Taskmaster himself had little to no crossover with the live action characters on screen, on the team, so if we were to take Bucky, Ghost, I was going to say Black Widow, Yelena, John, and Taskmaster and put them on a comic book team, they'd never had that crossover.
They've never interacted.
No, they've never interacted in that specific combination. And so Taskmaster himself, he has been intertwined with various versions of the Thunderbolts, even serving on the team a couple of times. And so his most recent run included being part of Kingpin's Thunderbolts that consisted of Crossbones, Typhoid Mary, Shocker, Whiplash, Rhino, and Kraven.
Wow.
So it's like a hard remix of Sinister Six.
Yes.
Just not calling them Sinister Six. And as for any of the Thunderbolts adapted into live action, again, we previously mentioned, they just don't have the same crossover. But he did interact with John Walker at one point, and he trained Walker in the early issues of Captain America. So if you want to learn more about that, take a listen at our episode 109 for more on Taskmaster and John Walker. And then as for on-screen, we went through this in episode 107 with our review of the Thunderbolts film. Go ahead and listen to it with our special guest, Stephen Ray Morris. But man, if Taskmaster survived the vault, how do you think that would have changed the movie?
I don't know if it would.
Especially considering what they had revealed. Again, yeah. That Taskmaster was supposed to live out through the rest of the film, if not the entire thing, essentially trying to kill John Walker, which isn't unlike in the comics. Because every time Taskmaster learns something, he loses part of his memory. So in the MCU, they would have adapted it that perhaps she's picking up new skills and she keeps forgetting stuff. So that would explain why she kept forgetting who John Walker was.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't think it would have changed the trajectory of the film?
I don't know about the trajectory. Maybe some dynamics.
Sure.
But the trajectory... Because I think at the end of the day, she would have... I mean, I think that's just how stories go. They all come together to, you know, and maybe we see a void version of her.
Oh, that would have been crazy.
You know, it would have been kind of crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
But I don't think it would have made a huge difference in terms of trajectory. But the dynamics would probably just be a bit different. Probably if there was something going between Tasky and John, then maybe we would have gotten a little bit of that. But
yeah. Do you think she still would have died?
If there was one to choose to die?
Yeah. It would have been her.
Yeah.
I think it would have been her, or would have been Ghost.
I would have been so sad if Ghost died. Yeah. I think it's because I also love Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. No, I agree. I think I would like to have seen her more because I like the suit a lot. I think the suit is so slick.
Yes.
I would have liked to see more.
And just like the dynamic of she can pick up.
And she can pick up anything, right? Yeah. But yeah, trying to implant her into those scenarios, into the limo scene, into all that stuff, it would have made for a really interesting dynamic.
Yes.
Because, yeah, again, who we're dealing with, right?
Yeah.
Once you throw her into the ring with Winter Soldier, you're like, oh, God. And then you have Bob on top of that?
Yeah.
But imagine her against Bob.
I was thinking that too. I was like, what can she mimic from Bob? I know there are some things, but it's also
she wouldn't be able to replicate the strength though, right?
The strength or the kind of powers that. So I'm just like, that's why I was like, I don't know if it would have made a difference.
Right. No.
But
would have been cool to watch.
It would have been cool. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, Tasky.
Yeah.
So, love interests. Believe it or not, Taskmaster does have one love interest.
Love that.
You know who didn't? Well, John Walker did. But it was... I was going to say, I'm like, wait, no, I found one. Yeah, that's right. But yeah, it's interesting, how there's only... you almost expect there to be this long lineage of love interests. And then there's only one, if any at all. And so Taskmaster is one of those people who has one... In the comics, by the name of Mercedes Merced.
Wow.
There's a name.
That's that's a lot of creativity
Scott
right
Summers.
There.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. It's that alliteration coming back. So while Mercedes stands as one of the main love interests for Tony, their story is far from simple. And so Mercedes was introduced in the pages of Taskmaster's second solo title in 2010. And so around... 2000s. I don't know if this was part of their implementation of, hey, we're going to bring this character into the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to make them relevant again. But this is where they started to introduce more origin story. And so they started to kind of not rewrite the canon, but add more to it because all we had was that he watched TV as a kid. And so they started making more of his origin story. And so Mercedes was a fellow S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, so they both entered S.H.I.E.L.D. at one point, and so with his skill set. So this is presumably the time before he decided, you know what, I'm going to do it for the Bucks. And so this is an addition,
because
originally he had his powers naturally, right? He was just born like a mutant. Mercedes knew Taskmaster just before he took a Nazi-created version of the super soldier serum that wasn't Hydra.
Yeah.
And it was noted as the pneumonic primer serum.
Mm.
And so, much like Captain America and the Winter Soldier, the serum had its effect on Taskmaster and not only enhanced his existing photographic reflex abilities, but granted him additional powers in the process. So, it's like what we said with the doctor and how he said, you know, good is great and bad is worse.
Yes.
Same thing. His photographic stuff got amazing, but then he was granted powers that he probably shouldn't have had. And it all came with a cost. You know, Taskmaster suffered memory loss. And so, yeah, again, every time he'd pick something up, something went out the window. So the more he learns, the more he forgets.
Like about like certain like things about his life?
His life, yeah. People. Oh, people, yeah. So he retains like skill sets. He can remember, oh, I watched a samurai in Japan in 1920.
Yeah.
Doesn't remember who the samurai was. So it's like it compartmentalizes the things he learns.
Got it.
Yeah, and it is kind of like psychological where it just throws out the waste and retains what he needs. So yeah, he would lose a memory. And so their relationship goes a little further than all of that as well. And so Mercedes, there's this arc where there is this unit referred to as the Org that is Taskmaster's handler. And so they're giving him projects, they're giving him missions, and they were conducting like which jobs he should take on and whatnot. And then it ended up being that Mercedes was the Org. So she was she was the one operating him from behind the scenes. And then she would take the information she gained and then give it back to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, who can you trust anymore?
No one, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. So while Mercedes only has a handful of appearances, she literally only has like four appearances in the comics. Damn. Literally short-lived. She's only in that series. She has essentially disappeared into canon. They're still married. So she could come back at any time and be like,
"What's up?
What's up? How you doing? Remember funny. Me?" And he'd probably be like, "Who?"
That's funny.
Because he's forgotten who she is.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah. And then, of course, as for the MCU, there is no Mercedes Merced. At least not yet. So we're not talking about her.
Doubt it.
So, notable adversaries. Like many villains, Taskmaster has a fair share of adversaries in the comics, ranging from Ant-Man, Scott Lang's version, Captain America, Deadpool, Black Widow, and Spider-Man. And, you know, he seems to bear a particular dislike for Spider-Man and Deadpool. Mm-hmm. Simply because they're so spontaneous and erratic, he can't replicate their fighting style.
Wow.
So that's what kind of makes him extra special in the Spider-Man game. Is yeah. Like, you really don't like Webhead because he's so good at what he does that it kind of pisses you off.
Yeah.
So same goes for Deadpool. And so despite any of this, Taskmaster is very much a superhero's villain jack of trades. And so, needless to say, we won't get the satisfaction of seeing Taskmaster go toe-to-toe against any of those characters in the MCU.
Yeah.
Because that is not the same character. And Taskmaster in the MCU, the Widows were basically it for her. And Red Guardian was it for her as far as adversaries. So there's not that much to talk about in this section.
Yeah.
Just based off of that and the fact that, yeah, he's a mercenary. He's going to mess with everybody. But as for MCU to comic book comparisons, we do have Yelena Belova, White Widow. And so there is no deep connection one way or another in the comics. It is solely MCU based. And of course, Yelena Belova, White Widow, portrayed by my beloved Florence Pugh, first seen in 2021's Black Widow, last seen in 2025's Thunderbolts. So yeah, I found that their relationship isn't nearly as deeply portrayed as Natasha in Taskmaster's is.
Yeah.
And it's she's just kind of caught in the crosshairs aside the fact that they're, you know, the sisters are related.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I appreciated that one line that Yelena said to Ghost in the whole, like, "Can you have some respect, please?" and then the line which we said in our Thunderbolts episode is that she was someone who killed and then she got killed. She had a hard life.
Yeah.
And I was like, boom, says everything. Says everything you need to know about that character and their dynamic. Because it didn't go far. And then, and then on the other side of the spectrum, Natasha Romanoff, Black Widow. So looking back on it, we did not go deep into Taskmaster and Natasha at all. I'm not sure that we actually talked about it. It was number 5 of the podcast. It was 105 episodes
crazy
ago. Yeah, it was really early on, so I don't think we talked about her that talked about their dynamic at much at all. But same as Yelena, in the comics, these two have clashed over the years in some capacity, but nothing super in-depth. And so the MCU really capitalized on creating something new with familiar characters, especially with Natasha and Taskmaster. But I will say, Nat has a lot more crossover with Taskmaster than Yelena probably does. She probably has maybe like a couple, but Nat...
I believe it.
Yeah, he's all up in the Avengers business.
Of course. And then he disappears.
He's like, I'm out. Then, of course.
That's literally what he, now I think, that's what he does in the game.
Right.
Yeah. He gets beat.
Yeah.
He's like, oh. He's like, all right, damn.
It's so great. It's so trademarked. Oh, God, he's so funny. Unintentionally funny. Like, I think that they nailed it with that. And so, of course, Natasha Romanoff, Black Widow, portrayed by Scarlett Johansson, first seen in 2010's Iron Man 2, directed by Jon Favreau, last seen in 2021's Black Widow. Definitely one of my favorite long leads in the MCU, because the payback, again, mentioning Dracov in the Avengers,
yeah,
taking it all the way nearly 10 years later into Black Widow.
Yeah.
And then even threading it into Thunderbolts. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Crazy long lead. And it actually worked. They didn't fall short. They delivered Budapest. And you got to see the actual, like, oh, it was a real deal.
Yeah.
Love that. Like, hated seeing it, but I thought it was sensational. And then, and to see the event in Black Widow and see that how that directly affected Taskmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And how it became not necessarily like a revenge plot by any means, like not directly, because it wasn't Antonia's decision. It was her dad's decision.
Yeah. So she didn't have a choice.
Yeah. So it's kind of wild how that pans out. And they still save her. They still manage to save her and murder her father. Shoot her dad out of the sky. But there was redemption, which I really liked, and especially for Natasha's like last hurrah, and her like underlying sacrifice for the greater good. Love that, and I hope they don't bring her back. I agree with Scarlett Johansson; she had a great send off. She should stay there as much as I would love to see her. It's like no, it's good.
No, you just gotta
let it be.
Nope, keep them dead.
Yeah. So for Almost Was, oh my God, Jeff, this was like the craziest tea that I never expected to find. So if you can't
really
believe it, O.T. Fagmele originally auditioned for the role of Taskmaster.
Interesting.
In the Black Widow movie before being cast as Rick Mason.
Yes.
And so I was like, what? And I'm wondering, is that why the suit looks masculine, because originally it was supposed to be
a man,
OT, and it was supposed to be a man. And he even revealed to the direct that the Taskmaster character he auditioned for was a male version with an African accent, described as a maniacal-like character.
Mm.
So I'm just so curious what the first versions of that.
I mean, script it came out in 2021, right? Because it was one of the first movies to come out post-pandemic.
Yep.
So it's like, and this is at a time now we can say of like where Marvel was not operating how they probably wanted.
Yeah, no way.
And like Disney was like, yo, you gotta do this.
Yeah.
And then they're probably like, switch this up. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, so crazy.
Could be.
Yeah, I'm very curious what happened there. But that's so interesting to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious if, because there's no way he would not have been Anthony Masters in some way.
Yeah.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda, but we got Antonia, and now she's gone too. So that brings me to my next question for the future of the character in the MCU. So Antonia is gone, but do you think there's room to see a proper Taskmaster in the form of Tony Masters?
I mean, I think yes,
yeah,
probably 100%.
Yeah,
but do we see it? Since they've already cross that bridge of the Taskmaster monocle.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you think about it, like, do you really need Maybe in the form of like
street level
cameo, maybe. Yeah. But I just don't think it needs to go any deeper than that. But
I feel like somebody at the Disney table would be like, that's confusing.
Yeah.
And they, based on that only, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think so. If you ask me to bet on it, I'd be like, no, there's no more Taskmaster monocle that's going to pop up and be of use.
Interesting. Yeah.
So
I feel like there is still room for a Tony Masters of some sort, where they put him, and if they would even give him a name, I don't know. That's where I'm kind of.
But then
like,
again, look, there's a new Spider-Man. I don't know if it's a trilogy. That's that's gonna happen. A new Spider-Man trilogy. We just know it's just this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I brought this up. We brought this up multiple times. Of like, I think Tom does one more Spider-Man trilogy, and I think
he's done.
And then I think he's done. Mm-hmm. And then I think Spider-Man's done.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, there's how many stories can you like, you know, bat? You know, like
they're gonna have to bring somebody else in. Like another character focus. You know
yes.
What I mean?
Whether it be like
Miles,
Cindy. Gwen.
I know. I'm like, already tired.
So I think, yes, if there is another, if there is one more Spider-Man Tom trilogy happening right now, post Brand New Day, sure, you can definitely bring in Taskmaster.
Yeah.
You know, as a side character quest type thing.
I can see him as that, yeah.
But no.
In Act 1?
Sure. Sure. Very street level. You know, bada bing, get a zinger in. You know, good.
Yeah. Like on the news, right? It's like, what would they even say? Like, super villain copycat. Tony Masters was just arrested and
Yeah.
It could be as simple as
that.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm not going to completely outrule him yet. I think that there's still some room for something, even if it's not Taskmaster.
Yeah.
So, suggested reading. This was tough because I read a lot. But a lot of it does derive from The Avengers, especially 195 and 196. Get the full breadth of Taskmaster's entry into the Marvel Universe. Once again, helmed by David Michelinie, George Perez, and team. Taskmaster solo titles. So I specifically read 1 and 2, but there is a volume 3 that dropped in 2020. But the first volume, I was pleasantly surprised to read because it was presented by Studio Udon, who was the comic book team behind the original Capcom comics. So they did Street Fighter and Darkstalkers and all that stuff.
Oh.
And so I used to be friends with the guy. He used to be like the CEO or chief of something, maybe publisher chief.
Okay.
And he wrote the first Taskmaster solo title. His name was Kensui Chung. And so one of my favorite memories of him is that he put me in Street Fighter issue 4 or something as cosplaying.
Okay.
As Chun-Li. And the caption was like Ryu, Ken, and Chun-Li.
Yeah.
Because his name is Ken. Bada-boom, nice. Bada-boom. but yeah, I wonder what he's doing now. But he wrote a really funny Taskmaster. It's a great story. It showcases a lot about the character in a modern setting. Avengers Initiative, specifically issues 9 and 10 from Dan Slott, Christos Gage, Stefano Caselli, and team. And then last but not least, the Siege arc from the great Brian Michael Bendis, Olivia Coipel, one of my favorites, and team. And so it's basically Osborn versus the Avengers and the Asgardians.
That's crazy.
Very interesting. And Taskmaster, as you can imagine, flips sides throughout the entire arc, because that's what he does. And then he ghosts. Bye. And so with all that said, that is the end of the show. Thank you for listening. So for our next episode, we're going to round up our Thunderbolts roster with the one and only Ghost.
Yeah.
And so we still technically have Valentina, but something tells me we might be able to talk about her a little later at some point.
I agree.
I don't think she's done.
She is devious.
She's going to pop up somewhere. And so, till then, join us in a couple of weeks. We'll chat all things Ghost. And finally, a thank you to all of our Patreon supporters and a special We Are Groot salute to Tyler, Laura, Jenny, Andrew, Nats, Ed, Chris, Joe Liz, Andrea, Sherry, Edgar, Katie, Melanie, Ashley, Robin, and Ariel. Follow us on social, STRKCNTRST. And if you like what you hear, review, rate, and subscribe.
Once again, thanks for listening. We will catch y'all in the next one.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I'd rather be Jonah Jameson's foot masseur than work for anyone who'd hire you.
Your loss. They pay six figures. Guess some people just deserve to be poor.